Weekdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is award-winning journalist Joe McNally, television, radio, and print. Let's go to John. Good morning to you, John. How you doing, sir? You say what?
Good morning. And did you cover the Packers already this morning?
No, I covered the Packers on Monday, but go ahead.
Okay, well, I have I'd like to talk about the Packers and maybe get something started about the fact that we have a rookie quarterback and we've got 11 games left, so there's hope.
You know, John, the best time to talk to me about the Packers is Monday morning, 8 o'clock. I'm on with Gilbert Brown every Monday, 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to CJ. Good morning to you, CJ. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Thanks for taking my call. Mr. McNally, I appreciate, that you are a journalist. And a journalist is supposed to report the news. Not totally, I guess, editorialize. And your gentleman spoke of a misnomer. We found out that our kids can't read today. And you're talking about books that are inappropriate for a certain age group. And I listened to the entire debate about Governor DeSantis.
Hey, hold on, Joe, CJ, because I just heard in the news read that they also took books out that had profanity in them.
Well,
come on, man. Come on.
I hope the parents are involved in that.
Come on.
Earl, you always speak of age appropriate kids getting jobs. They shouldn't get a job at a certain age. But you gentlemen are willing to let any kid read anything. The Don't Say Gay bill didn't ban books. It made them age appropriate between kindergarten and third grade.
Hey,
the Democrats.
Hey, CJ, we're talking about it. I don't know anything about any gay bill. We're talking about the fact that they just did this in Menominee Falls, eliminated 33 books. Had nothing to do with Just Say Gay or whatever it is you're talking about.
You're talking that it's nationwide, the people, the Republicans, are pulling books. Parents found out what kids were learning and what they weren't learning during COVID. It's the one blessing that we did have. The fact that kids are learning inappropriate things between kindergarten and third grade. So what book, what specific book do you think, and what age group are you talking about, Earl? Be more specific.
Let me say this to you, man. You know, this misconception that people are teaching kids inappropriate things from kindergarten to third grade is a misnomer at best. And those who are saying that really aren't being truthful. Thank you very much for the call, Joe. You want to respond to that?
Yeah,
kids are learning their ABCs.
I respond to CJ every time he comes on, and There isn't much you need to say in response because he never really,
correct.
Discusses the point that we're trying to discuss.
That's why he's off the.
But I'm pretty sure CJ is probably one of those people who I would think would want very young children to know that they need to protect themselves from adults who do
predatory things.
Do predatory things to them, and that is completely off the topic of whether books should exist that have that discuss anything. Yeah, I do believe that children should be allowed to read any book they want to read. I will say that openly. And I'm telling you that very young children are not as interested as maybe CJ is in books that have sex in them. As I think he also mentioned that, there is a problem, getting children to read and teaching children to read. And I know that teachers have a problem teaching children something that they aren't interested in.
So, Joel, with you being...
It just doesn't make sense. We need to teach our children from a very early age about sex education.
So, Joel...
There's no question about that.
With you being an award-winning journalist and your vast knowledge of education and all of those things, what are your thoughts about the fact that, people... free speech on campuses when you went to school, and now they're shutting down free speech on campuses. I mean, we're going down a road here, Joe, with all of these things that bit by bit, taking away the freedoms of this nation that made the nation what it is. Am I on the wrong page with that, Joe?
You're not on the wrong page at all. And free speech is a complicated thing to discuss because of the way the right wing has twisted it. The right wing, I'm pretty sure, CJ is the right wing. I'm pretty sure that CJ wants free speech on college campuses and I hope in high school as well about political issues from the right. They get very upset when some disinformation spreader, whether it's someone talking about vaccines will kill you, like Senator Ron Johnson.
Right.
I'm pretty sure that right wingers like CJ want Ron Johnson to be allowed to go to college campuses and spread that ignorance. And say that stupid thing, which is actually going to kill some people who don't protect themselves by using vaccines. And they say, those college campuses, they shut out conservative viewpoints. No, they don't. Every college campus in existence today that I know of, there are political arguments all the time on politics from the left and the right. And you're right. There will be some demonstrations against people who are spreading offensive ideas, and that's free speech. And there should be those kinds of demonstrations on college campuses. What is really upsetting right now about free speech on college campuses is what the Republican Party has done to free speech, which is to say, there's nothing wrong with spreading hatred, with spreading racism, with spreading anti-Semitism. That's just free speech. So, Donald Trump is allowed to campaign openly as a racist, which is what he did in 2016, and what got him elected by the Republican, sort of the fringe Republican. People ask me, do you think all Republicans are racist? And I say, no, But, you know, here's what bothers me. They will openly vote for someone like Donald Trump, who is openly racist, who does spread hatred against black and brown people. He also is spreading anti-Semitism, just like, you know, Elon Musk is, by allowing that to become a haven for anti-Semites. That is free speech. Yeah, and I've been a long time member of the ACLU, and I support free speech. I won a lifetime achievement award from the state ACLU in Wisconsin, and I'm proud of that. But it gets complicated to explain sometimes, because when I was on the African American radio station, a fine one, WMCS, run by
former Hall of Fame Green Bay Packer Willie Davis.
Absolutely, but you can't get away from the Packers. You know, we'll get calls this morning about that. I would say, and I still say, you can go too far with trying to wipe out, what they call hate speech. I understand why many African Americans want to outlaw hate speech. I say that the answer is not to wipe out, stop people from saying what they say, but to identify it for what it is and to oppose it and to shut it down by more speech on the other side, instead of just saying that people aren't allowed to say something.
So, David,
I don't believe in that.
So, David, we've got to go to a quick break. When we come back, we'll come right to you, I promise you. 844-967-2789. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. Award-winning journalist Joe McNally is my guest. Be right back.
Involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guest is award-winning journalist Joe McNally. Let's go to David from MEC1. Good morning to you, David. You say what?
Good morning, all. Good morning, Joel. Thanks for taking my call, Earl. Really quickly, this is what I would recommend to both of you, and myself included. I'm going to actually look at the list of the 33 books that are being banned from the library at Menomonee Falls, because I think it's important to see, actually, if you look at these parents and some of the parts of the reading from the books, they're actually telling the parents that, you know, do not say that. It's very explicit. And all CJ was pointing out was that the books that are being banned are not age appropriate for these little kids. And I think before we start ostracizing somebody, we should really look to see what exactly the books are being banned from these kids in these younger age groups. So that's number one. Number two, I went to Madison this weekend. As you know, Earl, obviously I'm Jewish, and I am flabbergasted with the signs that I saw on campus in Madison. Gas the Jews, F the Jews. And this is not just Madison. This is around a lot of academia across the United States where they're literally supporting Hamas. And I should add, Joel, we just had a rabbi murdered in, there was a rabbi that was murdered, stabbed multiple times in Detroit. And if you see what Rashida Tlaib has been saying, it's disgusting. I mean, what she is saying, and she's repeating the lies that Israel bombed the hospital, and she's tripling down on that. And the point of the matter is this. Are there fringe elements on both sides? Absolutely. You got to call a spade a spade. And when I see Ihan Omar, you know, not apologizing for what they're saying about Jews and all this other stuff, and the reason why I say that is because if you look at the protests in and around the world, not just the United States, they are totally supporting Hamas and what they're doing and murdering babies and burning and beheading. It's not okay. One thing I will say is this. It's the same thing. It's dehumanizing what a Jewish person is. And that is the bigger point.
Hey,
and
David, we got you. Thank you for the call. Joel, you want to respond?
Yeah, I mean, I actually think, you know, this is worth talking about. We do have freedom of religion in this country. And that includes, you know, religious freedom for people who have no religion, for people who are Muslim. For people who are Christian, for people who are Hindu, and other Eastern religions. And there are going to be people we disagree with because we have different religions than they do and different thoughts than they do. But the congresswoman that he mentioned has been elected. And she is representing a point of view that needs to be represented right now. I don't like signs either that say F the Jews or anything else or F the Muslims. It right now the right position to take on both the religious war and the cultural war that's going on in the Middle East is the murder and
of devastation innocent people,
of innocent people in all of those communities is to be condemned. The fact that there is President Biden, I thought, pointed this out very well, that after 9/11, the hatred in this country for Muslims, innocent Muslims who support their religion, turned into an ugly reaction. And he sort of publicly apologized around the world for some of our overreaction of religious hatred after 9/11. And I know, you know, I've heard from the Republican Party ever since the people in this country who are willing to point out that we let hatred overtake us as well, just as some of those signs that David referred to on campus. And that doesn't mean shut down free speech or that anyone doesn't have a right to.
Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guest is award-winning journalist Joel McNally. Let's go to Tom from West Dallas. Hey, good morning to you, Tom. You say what, my friend?
Good morning again, gentlemen. I want to go back just like 20 minutes ago or so when we were talking heavily about banning books on sex and all that.
Yes, sir.
I think we're missing the bigger point. They're also banning books like 1984 and Animal Farm and Fahrenheit 9/11 and all that. And I remember reading a few of those books. I believe I was in seventh grade. And what are those books? Those are books that talk about a dystopian future where everyone comes here thinking this is a great thing, and it turns out that no, it is not. And it is teaching kids to be aware, to see what is going on in this world or what is going on there, and adapting it into looking around them and seeing what the Republicans are doing. They are trying their best to make their own, to them, utopian future, which is a dystopian future. And it's affecting us. Like I said, seventh, eighth grade, I read those books, and now they're banned. I didn't turn out to be anything of horror. I just realize what's going on, and I think it's the Republicans trying to indoctrinate people into their own view, and they will not be able to see any other view or to think of any other side other than the Republican side.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for that. Now, I just want to add, I keep hearing these things, Joel, as if I'm a parent, right? I have three sons. So when we hear people talking about the world's coming to an end, if children read these books, I had three sons that were young and who had an opportunity, and it didn't destroy them. We have to stop this alarmist thinking, Joe, that as Tom from West Dallas just got through pointing out that this is going to be the end of the world if these young people get exposed to things that they're going to be exposed to anyway.
Yeah, and the books that Tom mentioned are great books. They're great books that children should read. So are many of the books on the West Dallas list, but not West Dallas. I'm sorry, it's only West Dallas, the Menominee Falls.
Yes. List.
The Bluest Eye by Toni Morrison,
yes.
The Nobel Prize winning African American author. That was actually the center of a raging controversy in Virginia when our governor here, Glenn Youngkin, got elected governor by constantly running an ad that didn't identify the Bluest Eye by Toni Morrison. It happened to be a right-wing mom for liberty talking about how her child, her high school son, was forced to read a book that terrified him and kept him up awake at night, having nightmares, and it never identified the book. But this horrific book that he had been forced to read in his high school was The Bluest Eye by Toni Morrison.
An award-winning writer.
The horrors of slavery. That is what kept him up awake. And I guess he survived that experience because now he works for the Republican National Committee and got good employment and apparently overcame his terror. But now he's, you know, helping Republicans try to ban that book along with many others. Slaughterhouse-Five, one of my favorite books by Kurt Vonnegut, is on the Menominee Falls list. The Handmaid's Tale by Margaret Atwood is on the Menominee Falls list. The Kite Runner, which was a bestseller about another culture. And many, many books that are very popular with young people today are on that list. And, of course, anything that refers to race or LGBTQ issues, we wouldn't want any child in high school to realize that, as they're going through puberty, maybe what they're feeling is normal.
Joe,
maybe
for heaven's sakes.
Maybe whatever they're feeling
anything with
normal.
Profanity, anything with profanity.
Yes.
Come on.
Have you ever heard any school kids use profanity?
Come on. If you use it in your home, guess what?
Your if
you use profanity in your home, guess what? Your children are using profanity. Let's go to Karina. Hey, good morning to you, Karina. You say what?
Good morning, gentlemen. Well, living in this country, sometimes it feels that American thinks that they are the only people who live in this world, and there's nobody else. There is a history of removing the books from the school, and it never, ever ended well. One, and two, we have those books in school, library, because library is supposed to be a controlled and learning environment where the kids can read the book and ask questions of a people who can knowledgeably answer and go home and share the experience with their parents. This is what is it all about. Kids are not sitting there, not supposed to be pulling up the books off the phone, whatever they want to pull and read. So now we're trying to put some sort of stop signs for kids on the social media. We are removing books from schools. Where are they supposed to learn?
Hey, Karina, great question. Thank you very much for the call. Joel, you want to respond?
No, all we can do is say absolutely. That is the whole point. Books open up the entire world to children. And boy, when I was growing up in a small town, I needed the world open up to me, believe me. And the more I learned and the more I read, and I love to read ever since, and to visit different cultures and learn. And everyone else should be interested in learning as well instead of ignorance.
So let's Let's go to Tom from L.A. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. First off, we the people means government, and we must never forget that. Man, you know, me growing up in a town of 2,000 people in Wisconsin, I would crave for a book telling me that, like the David Coppe story or something like that about a, you know, gay football player or something, that I felt like I wasn't the only person in the world, you know, that was gay and actually a strong man. So to me, I think that those books, it sounds to me like what they're trying to do is get rid of everything that they possibly can, like The Handmaid's Tale, because that's what they, again, with their projectionism, that's what they're trying to do, is not alert people to what it is that's coming to a town near you. You know, that's the bottom line.
Tom, I think, go ahead, Tom.
No, I'm just saying that in all these different books, I mean, come on, it's the internet, you got everything. I'd rather get things like violence I'm not even going to say video games or anything, because that's part also, but this is just an insane argument. How does this help people get their paychecks increased? How does this help get their child care paid for? How does this help get their mortgage paid for? The billionaire class is laughing all the way to the bank and stealing the money from we the people on topics such as this.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call. Joe, you want to respond?
Absolutely. You know, Tom, I'm always glad when he calls in. That is the point. I mean, knowledge and information and education, it is really frightening to me what is going on with the political class trying to really control knowledge in America. I mean, that is sick. It is sick. It is not
and dangerous. Joe, it's also dangerous.
It is extremely dangerous. And you know, it's amazing to me that violence, Tom mentioned violence, you know, the most dangerous things that Republicans do is allow anyone who wants to pick up
a gun,
a weapon that will kill hundreds of people at once. Why would anyone need a weapon that kills hundreds of people at once? That we banned them for 10 years in this country, you know, we weren't taken over by the communists or whatever. we didn't need to protect ourselves from, you know, for our freedom to have guns that would kill 100 people.
And Joel, the government didn't come in your house and take the books that you were reading, right?
Yeah.
So
exactly right.
Come on. They're fearing the government, and they're doing these things themselves.
Yes, they are, and they prey on ignorance. They really do, and that is exactly why they're now trying to control school curricula, especially the most important things we can learn about in America, like the history of racism and the way it distorts our democracy and distorts our laws and spreads inequality and for us and total destruction to the lives of children and their families who cannot support themselves because of the discrimination and the hatred that is so virulent right now. I mean, it is sick. I guess I was kind of shocked. I've said this before. I don't believe Donald Trump can be reelected. I really don't in America. But I may be wrong about that because I didn't never believe he could be elected in the first place because he was so openly racist and bigoted. And, you know, in both religious bigotry and racial bigotry, and we're seeing it all play out right now in the reactions to the war going on in both Ukraine and Israel right now, and the hatred on all sides. And the amazing thing to me is, while Donald Trump, you know, pretends to be, a strong advocate for Israel, we don't talk about why.
So Joe, we've got to go to a break. We're going to talk about Donald Trump in the last segment. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Showers likely tonight, 59. Overcast skies. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow, high of 66. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Thursday. Chance for scattered rain showers on Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. There's no tenderness like before in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it.
Welcome back to the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, Joe, it is so good to have your voice on the airwaves. I think if there's any voice that needs to be heard around this nation, it is yours. And so I'm honored every time I get a chance to bring you on because your voice should be on the air every day because you are balanced. I mean, really.
Hey, I don't want to work that hard.
I know. No. But Joel, your history and the way you look at things is balanced and your thoughtfulness is what's needed today. We need more of that. As opposed to cookie cutter voices, right? Who, amen? I'm in the amen corner. Whatever you say.
Well, you're doing that every day, Earl, and that's why you're so important as well. This sounds like a love fest, but you know, the right wing media has for a while took over radio entirely. It really did, particularly AM radio. You and I were on a radio station together that fought against that. But now we're every once in a while on together again doing that.
Right.
And that needs to be there. I've always insisted that needed to be there. In Milwaukee, as you know, I used to go on the air with Charlie Sykes and Mark Belling.
Oh, yeah.
and everybody else. To really get that other side out because it was so overwhelmed. AM radio was dominated by the hate radio that was created during that period in our media history. And now there are more voices on radio, and your station is an example of it. And that needs to happen. We can't take Fox News off the air And we can't take the Fox News imitators off the air. And they are constantly spreading the propaganda and disinformation in this country that, unfortunately, the 30% that still support Donald Trump, right or wrong, and mostly wrong all the time, is an un-American toxic force in America. The fact that there are 30%, I've always maintained there's gonna be a 30% hate that we can't do anything about. But what appalls me most about the Republican Party right now is that there are people who are perfectly intelligent, educated people who are spreading Donald Trump's lies and the lies of Fox News and that whole Fox News, disinformation ecosystem that know better. They know exactly what they're saying is fraudulent. They know that he has lied. He lies like he breathes. Donald Trump, I've never known anyone in my life who told that many lies. I've known people who lie all the time. Usually they tell the same lie over and over. This guy has come up with tens of thousands of them. And the people who listen to him and say, right on, or he tells it like it is, because he's saying right out loud the hateful things that for a long time people didn't say right out loud in this country. But to have a former president of the United States continue to do it, and so people can buy into it and say, he's really standing up for us. Standing up for hate is not anything to be proud of. And the fact that so many Republicans, elected Republicans today, know exactly what he's doing, but because it works for them and it gets them elected and it gets them support from the neo-Nazis, the Nazis who came here to Charlottesville, where I live, with their armbands, and the Ku Klux Klan who came here to Charlottesville, where I live, with their hoods during the celebration of the right wing that took place in Charlottesville, celebrating Donald Trump's election in 2017 by a street riot, which was a practice for January 6, 2021, with all the hate and the violence and the clubbing of police officers with flagpoles, with Donald Trump written on the flags, or even worse, American flags attached to them, beating police officers unconscious and creating brain damage. That's Donald Trump, and that's who he is, and we got to do something about it. And he should not be nominated by any legitimate political party, but he's going to be again.
Hey, Joe, listen, man, we got to go. Thank you, as always. Tell him. Your lovely bride, I said hello. We miss her and you. And we're going to keep on reaching out to you, my friend.
I always enjoy it, and your audience is getting better all the time. I'm glad to hear it's getting out to more people.
All right. Thank you, Joel. Really great. Anyway, thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Calvin. I'll be back on tomorrow. Thank everybody from Richland Center, Amory, Oshkosh, Green Bay, Hayward, Racine, La Crosse, El Clair, Chippewa Falls, Waukesha, and Milwaukee. Couldn't do it without you. See you tomorrow.